Welcome to Be Inspired, your ultimate resource for finding inspiration in your go-to space for conscious living, creative expression, and authentic transformation. I'm your host, Francesca, and today we're diving into a topic that might just change the way you think about success. Today's episode is called The Sacred Pause: Why Rest is a Power Move. In a world like ours that glorifies the hustle culture, we've been taught that rest is a luxury, or worse, a sign of weakness. But here's the truth. Rest is not passive. It is strategic. It's a power move. If you've been feeling stuck, uninspired, or feeling constantly on the verge of burnout, then this episode is for you. Because today we're going to explore why we resist rest and the science behind why rest fuels our creativity and practical ways we can embrace it without feeling guilty. So take a deep breath, settle in, and let's get started. Let's get started and talk about why we resist rest in the first place. Let's be honest. Rest can feel unproductive. We've been conditioned to believe that if we're not constantly on or grinding, then we're falling behind. And we hear things like, keep pushing, success is just around the corner, or winners never quit. Or how many times have you heard, you can rest when you're dead? And we start believing that if we stop, even for a moment, then we'll lose momentum. Not true. But let me ask you this. When was the last time you allowed yourself to pause without immediately filling that space with a new task? Do you ever feel like even when you do rest, that your mind is still racing and that you're still planning and problem solving? Well, this is where burnout begins. And it doesn't just drain your energy. It numbs your creativity. It kills your joy and disconnects you from your intuition. Did you get that? That it disconnects you from your intuition? That's the one thing that you absolutely don't want. And did you know that some of the most successful and innovative people in history prioritized rest? I'll get to them in just a minute. But let's talk about the science of rest and creativity, okay? Let's go there. And let's talk about why stepping away can be the key to your next breakthrough. Research shows that when we stop actively thinking about our problem, our brain's default mode network kicks in. And this is the part of the brain responsible for creativity, for problem solving, and deeper insights. That's why your best ideas don't come when you're sitting and staring at a screen, forcing yourself to focus. They come when you're taking a shower. They come when you're outside and you're going for a walk, or when you're lying in bed and just before you fall asleep. How many of us have had the most brilliant ideas creep into our minds just before falling asleep? Well, here's a great example. Albert Einstein, one of the greatest minds in history, understood the power of rest. He was known for taking long walks and playing the violin when he hit a mental block. His most groundbreaking insights didn't come when he was hunched over equations. They came in moments of stillness. And he's not the only one. Arianna Huffington, the founder of the Huffington Post, she collapsed from exhaustion in 2007. And that was a moment that changed everything for her. It was in that moment that she realized that working to the point of burnout wasn't a badge of honor. It was self-sabotage. She built a business empire, not by pushing harder, but by embracing rest as an essential part of success. And you know, these stories prove one thing. Rest isn't a break from progress. It's a gateway to it. So, how do you build rest into your life? How do we start seeing rest as a necessity rather than an afterthought? Here are three simple shifts that you can make today. Number one, schedule rest like it's an appointment. We schedule our meetings, deadlines, and we schedule our workouts, but how often do we schedule stillness? Make it a priority. And if you do, then maybe it looks like a slow, intentional morning instead of immediately checking your phone. Or how about a midday walk without distractions, or a walk before lunch, or a walk after lunch without distractions? Or an evening ritual that becomes winding down, free from your screens or any notifications. If it's on your calendar, then you're more likely to honor it. That was number one. Number two is, how about you redefine productivity? We've been taught that productivity is about doing more. But what if true productivity is about being present? Ask yourself, what if my most important work right now is to slow down? Because sometimes the best way forward isn't about pushing harder, but it's about allowing space. That's number two. Number three, let go of guilt. Rest is not something you need to earn. You are worthy of stillness, even if you haven't checked everything off your to-do list. And if you struggle with this, then remind yourself, rest isn't lazy, it's strategic. You don't have to be in constant motion to be successful. And slowing down doesn't mean you're stopping. It means that you're recharging so that you can show up again fully when it matters. Now, here are my closing thoughts in regards to this episode and your challenge for the week. Take one intentional pause this week that's guilt-free. And it could look like a quiet morning where you allow yourself to just be, or an afternoon walk that we spoke about without your phone, simply just listening to the world around you, or an evening where you unplug and breathe deeply and rest without feeling like you should be doing something else. And then notice what happens. Do you feel more creative? Do you feel more present? Do you feel more energized? Remember, rest isn't a weakness. It's a power move. It's what allows you to expand, create, and thrive in ways you never thought possible. And if this episode, The Sacred Pause, Why Rest is a Power Move, resonated with you, then don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this with someone who needs this reminder today. Until next time, keep showing up, keep expanding, and don't forget to pause. Thanks for tuning in to another episode here on Be Inspired.